Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root is with you. The Warrior's here. The Root's on fire. I've been working so overtime to get ready for this show, I didn't have a chance to staple. No, usually you hear me staple in the background. Look. I didn't have a chance today to staple. All of my articles are unstapled. Liberals would say I'm unstapled. It's great to be here with all of you on a wonderful Thursday, which means almost, thank God, it's Friday. Today's Thursday, so we're actually over the hump. It's Thursday, January 6th, and everything Biden's trying to do to make January 6th into a combination of 9/11 and Pearl Harbor is just not working. What do you think? Latest polls are out. Joe Biden is at 35%. These are not Rasmussen polls. These are liberal polls and oversampled Democrats. It's amazing. And this guy comes out and he tells you that he paints it as it's Pearl Harbor. I want to read you my two responses to that. Looks, these are my social media posts at Getter, G-E-T-T-R, because I'm not allowed on Twitter. I'm banned for life, of course, because everybody who's good and who tells the truth is banned for life. Looks like painting January 6th protest about a stolen election as Pearl Harbor has failed miserably. Biden has no one left. 35%. You know all those polls oversample Democrats, so Biden's real approval rating is in the 20s. You know Kamala's real rating is in the single digits. And among white Americans, last poll I saw, 29% for Biden, but that includes liberal single moms. So that means among white males, and especially white married males, he's probably like 4% most hated president and VP in history. In history. Here's another one. Democrats busy calling, is another one of my posts, I should say. Democrats busy calling January 6th another Pearl Harbor. More lies, fake news, and communist brainwashing. You know what's really another Pearl Harbor? A rigged and stolen presidential election? Open borders with millions coming in? Running away from Afghanistan and leaving American citizens and $85 billion in military equipment on the ground? Vaccine mandates, which have cost millions of Americans their jobs? Massive inflation, which is destroying the middle class? The purposeful destruction of the energy industry? All of those are another Pearl Harbor. January 6th was a protest. If protests are Pearl Harbor, then believe me, BLM riots are Pearl Harbor. And then finally, there's another article out that says Biden paints Trump supporters as domestic terrorists in a speech today. And I responded, sounds like communist dictator to me. We're domestic terrorists, but no problem letting every scumbag murderer in the world cross our open border with COVID. No problem letting every criminal and drug dealer off without bail. No problem with BLM looting and torching the entire nation. No problem with record rates of murder in every Democrat-run city. This is classic Saul Alinsky. Democrats are the actual domestic terrorists, so they call us what they are. That's what Saul Alinsky said. Look in the mirror. Whatever you are, blame the other guy. So if you're a domestic terrorist, you call the other guy a domestic terrorist. So now you get an idea of how I feel about these crazy liberals. And by the way, you know, this show is 99% politics. But every once in a while I cover business, every once in a while I cover sports, and every once in a while I cover my favorite topic, dogs, because I love my dogs. And I've got Bubba, and I've got Buddy, and I've got Pacino, and I love my dogs. And so I want to introduce just a couple of very quick sports stories, then on to a bunch more important news. But there's a dog story, before I get to the sports story, that you got to hear, because this is why I love dogs, and this is why dog is God spelled backwards, and this is why dogs are called man's best friend. So Cameron Landry of Heartland, Vermont, is one lucky guy with one great dog. On Monday night, January 3rd, highway drivers spotted a German Shepherd running loose on the highway near the Veterans Memorial Bridge on I-89 near the New Hampshire-Vermont border. It's a miracle she wasn't struck and killed in traffic. But this is one determined dog, a little guardian angel, said the police. When the New Hampshire State Police responded to reports of this wandering dog on the highway at 10 p.m., they quickly realized the pup wasn't wandering. The dog had a purpose, to lead police to the scene of an accident where two people, including her owner, lay badly injured in need of help. Police tried to corral the pup, but the puppy got away from them and led them past the damaged section of the guardrail and towards the rollover crash of a 2019 Ford F-350 pickup. Two men had been ejected from the car, which was totaled. The dog wanted Trooper Sandberg and the other officers to follow her. Tinsley never tried to run away, but rather she led them further up the road and over the bridge. Unbelievable. The commander of the New Hampshire State Police said it's a real-life Lassie story. Tinsley led law enforcement directly to the crash scene to provide assistance. She is the hero. Lebanon police called for medical assistance. First responders found the two victims of the crash injured and hypothermic. Tinsley, the dog, was wet but not hurt, and apparently later received goodies for all her bravery, including a venison dinner. That's funny. Fox Digital reached out to Landry, the owner, or Laundry. It looks like Laundry, L-A-U-N-D-R-Y, but I'm not sure how that's pronounced, but let's say Laundry, by phone on Wednesday afternoon. Was expected to hear back momentarily. Did not hear back by the time of publication. But Laundry said after the crash, she's my guardian angel. It's a miracle how she has that kind of intelligence to do what she did. So I'm just, you know, I've told you on the show before about my love for dogs and animals in general, but dogs in particular are man's best friend, and dog is God spelled backwards, and there's a good reason for that. What a wonderful story. And I'd expect nothing less from Bubba and Buddy and Pacino. Trust me. I love my dogs. I love my dogs. I love my dogs. And I just don't want anybody to ever forget that Joe Biden left the service dogs on the tarmac to die in cages in the heat in Afghanistan. And if they got out of the cages somehow, if someone nice enough to let them out, they were shot dead by the Afghanis, you know, the Taliban and all the bad people there, the ISIS and the Al-Qaeda and whoever else is there, the terrorist animals. I'm sure all those dogs are dead now, every single one of them, and probably tortured before they died. Folks, this is a bad man. This is an evil man, Joe Biden. And then on top of that, I don't want you to forget that Dr. Fauci had experiments on beagles, little puppies, where they were lying paralyzed. They were shot with drugs to paralyze them, and then their heads were locked inside a cage, and in the or a glassed-in cage, right? And in the cage were thousands of little, like tsetse fly bugs that bite you to death and peck their eyes out. And they lied there paralyzed while their eyes were being pecked out. These were puppies, living, breathing puppy dogs that were tortured and killed by Dr. Fauci. I just want you all to understand that. It's the most sickening thing I've ever heard in my entire life. And these are the people that are running your country. And I think we should send them to Guantanamo. Anybody who tortures and murders dogs, anyone who leaves dogs behind, I send you to Guantanamo. I find you guilty in front of a jury, and then hang the sons of bitches. I'll tell you right now, you kill a dog around me, it's an eye for an eye, mother trucker. I just want you to know that. I'm on record. No one touches a dog around me, you filthy scum. Biden and Fauci are disgusting, low-life, evil scum. All right, on to a sports story. I told you I'd get to two dog and sports stories before I get to the important political stories. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers released Antonio Brown today. Officially, he's gone. Now, here's a guy that literally refused to go in and play football during Sunday's game, gave up on his teammates in the middle of a game, took his shirt off, flexed his naked chest muscle in front of the crowd, and then ran off into the locker room. And the coach said he's played his last play for me. He's not with Tampa Bay anymore. But since then, the coach probably had a talking to from the general manager and the owner, because they hadn't made their decision yet. And he said, you know what, it's not my decision, it's the general manager's decision. Well, the general manager and the ownership today said, you're gone. And Antonio Brown is gone days after ditching the team mid-game. And reports came out today, I believe I saw it in the UK Daily Mail, that this low-life piece of garbage named Antonio Brown is one of the most talented players ever in the history of football, at wide receiver, by the way. So I try and give you both sides of every story. He's not a decent human being. He's a horrible human being. He's a piece of garbage. But as a player, he's one of the most talented wide receivers in history. And this guy, the night before, I guess broke curfew, came back to his room with some girl slash stripper slash hooker, but I'll say alleged stripper hooker, and he wound up having sex with her all night, and he promised her to watch the game and see what I'm going to do. I'm going to make a show for you. And then he did what he did, you know, took his shirt off and flexed his muscles and ran off in front of the crowd. So this goes to show you what a mentally ill human being this poor guy is. I actually feel bad for him. There's something wrong with him. Antonio Brown of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but I'll keep saying allegedly, maybe. Allegedly, maybe. I'm not there. I can't tell you for sure, but it sure seems obvious to me that he's a bad guy, and I'm really glad Tampa Bay let him go. So in one open to the show, we got the goodness of dogs and the evil of Democrats and Biden and the CDC and Dr. Fauci, and we got the mental illness of football players. Not all football players, obviously, but some football players who have no right talking about, you know, Black Lives Matter and social justice when in reality they're just creeps. They're just creeps. If you met them on a street, you'd hate them. If you met them at a bar, you'd hate them. If you had 5 minutes in their life, you'd hate them. So don't lecture me about social justice. By the way, these players that make $20 million a year, what do they do for fellow black people? Nothing. Oh, maybe they make themselves feel good out of their $20 million. You know, and they make $20 million for a 10-year career, so they make $200 million. And over the course of those 10 years, they give $1 million of their $200 million to some black charity, and they walk around like they're heroes of the world. They took care of their own people, and they're a hero to the black people. Don't you understand what a joke that is? That's like me taking a nickel out of my wallet, a dime out of my wallet, a quarter out of my wallet. It means nothing. To you and me, it's a lot of money to give $1 million to charity. But to these guys, $1 million is like me, you know, grabbing a one for the valet in Las Vegas. And by the way, that's what everybody does. I give every valet a five. Sometimes I give them a 10, and once in a while I give them a 20, depending on how busy it is and what favor they do for me. But I take care of my friends, but I'm not worth $20 million a year. When we get back, lots more to tell you about politics, things that affect your life. I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Well, you've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and how his pillow's given me a great night's sleep. He continues to roll out new offers on his products. His latest on the towel sets. Now, towels aren't something you think about. I never knew what I was missing until I tried the towels last year. You've all helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today, and trust in Mike Lindell has given you a better night's sleep. Mike's now changing the game with a six-piece towel set. USA cotton, extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel you look for in the towel. Two bath, two hand towels, two washcloths for a limited time, $39.95 using our promo code USA. It retails for over $100. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use this promo code USA to get this price of $39.99 on the towels, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. It's official. Inflation is at its highest level since the 1980s, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. What most people don't know is that it's actually much worse. Inflation may be higher now than the 1980s, since the new measurements exclude food and energy. Gas prices up 58%. Energy up 33%. What can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com or call 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years of experience and billions, that's with a B, billions in transactions. Call 800-300-8441 if you want help with gold, silver, platinum. They guarantee you the best prices plus excellent service. Call Tangible Investments now, 800-300-8441, or visit TII1.com. They also provide free verbal appraisals.
Hey, travelers, do you want to...
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome back to the show. Patriot VPN is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices with Patriot VPN. Your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. So cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider can't collect and use your private information without your knowledge, and they can't track where you go on the internet without your knowledge. Do you want everyone in the world to know where you go on the internet? With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forevermore. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business, family, personal, three different plans to meet your needs starting at only $6.95 a month. Use the code WAR and get 3 months free with an annual subscription. It's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com. So I got a couple of letters I want to read to you. Here's one. You know, in Vegas, I always say that our governor, Sisolak, has completely ruined the economy. It's a dysfunctional economy, and he ruined conventions by saying he wants you to say you have to be vaccinated to walk into a convention. And some of them listen to him and some of them don't. But the ones who listen to him all have very few people coming there. As an example, back at Christmas week, or 2 weeks, was right before Christmas, was the rodeo in town. And, of course, they said you have to have a mask, and they said you have to, they didn't say vaccinated, by the way. They didn't listen to, to the governor at all. Nobody said a word about being vaccinated. But they said you have to wear a mask. And I went to all these rodeo events and also Cowboy Christmas, which is 2 weeks long and has hundreds of retailers selling their goods to the Cowboys and the Cowboy fans, and there wasn't one person wearing a mask. Nobody wore a mask. Nobody. No one gives a crap about authority anymore. We all laugh in your face. Hey, Governor Sisolak, here's a finger. That's what everybody gave him, the finger. They don't wear masks. Real Cowboys don't wear masks. So when he said that this year's CES, Consumer Electronics Show, well, you have to be vaccinated and masked, I said, no one's coming. And sure enough, I guess no one's coming. I don't go near the things. I have no idea. But I know CES, Consumer Electronics Show, is in town right now. It started, I guess, Monday. Today is Thursday, or maybe it started Tuesday. But it's all this week. And it used to be the biggest show in all of America, like 250,000 people and 2,000 exhibitors. And you have to be vaccinated to attend. Here's a letter from one of my fans. Wayne, I'm a Lyft driver. I sat for more than an hour between 3 and 4 o'clock yesterday, the first day. Oh, yesterday was the first day of CES. Yesterday, the first day of CES at the convention center with no rides. I've driven a taxi and done Lyft for 20 years and have never seen anything like this. I'm at the airport right now. It is the most quiet I have ever seen. A TSA employee said she has never seen it so slow. So I'm sure it's a combination of nobody's coming because you got a proof of vaccinations. That kills half your audience at least. See, I've always argued even if half of America is vaccinated and half is not, the half that is unvaccinated are the people that spend all the money and own all the businesses. You know, so the smartest people who are business people with common sense are unvaccinated. So when you say half of America is vaccinated, and they claim like 62% is vaccinated, and like 75% at least one vaccine, I don't believe any of that for a second. I think the real numbers are like somewhere around 50-50 or even less for vaccinated. And the people who are unvaccinated are all the spenders of America, the producers. So when you say unvaccinated can't come to someone's restaurant, or you say unvaccinated can't come to a convention, then no one's going to come. Because the people who are vaccinated are poor, and for the most part, they're not the ones who go to a convention. They don't travel. So, you know, you totally ruined the convention. So I would say it's that, and of course a combination of flights being all screwed up. All the flights in America are screwed up, right? And why are the flights screwed up? Because you've got a vaccine mandate, and the pilots, stewardesses, they hate that word, right? Flight attendants, and the flight crews, and the mechanics. A lot of them were forced to quit, a lot of them were fired, and a lot of others are just calling in sick, so the whole country is a freaking mess for a variety of reasons. There's nobody at CES, obviously. Nobody at CES. Here's another letter I got that you should hear. Wayne just passing this on. Guy's name is Chris. He says, it's just confirmation of what you and many others already know. Keep the music low. The vaccines are failures, and they are death shots. Our daughter has profound developmental disabilities and autism, and she lives in a state-run residential rehabilitation center. This fall, they fired all of their unvaccinated staff. But since they've continued to have multiple fully vaccinated staff test positive for COVID again and again, what is frustrating for us as parents is that every time someone tests positive, they put the entire unit under lockdown, and we are denied access to our own daughter. She and other residents suffer so much. They are denied family. They are denied outings. They are denied recreation. They are denied Special Olympics. Special Olympics has been canceled for 2 years. I mean, this is what's going on in America. Do you understand what a joke it is? They fired the unvaccinated. The ones who were left are all vaccinated. And they've all got COVID. Every vaccinated person is getting COVID or has COVID. It's a joke.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden insists his speech marking the one-year anniversary of the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol will not further divide America. In his speech, Biden putting the blame for the riot squarely on the shoulders of former President Donald Trump. Louisiana Republican Senator Steve Scalise disagrees and says Biden's speech was divisive.
When you look at what's going on today and just seeing the way Speaker Pelosi, President Biden, Kamala Harris are just trying to politicize this, try to compare it to the thousands who died on Pearl Harbor on September 11th. It just is very clear they want this to be a politicized day.
A funeral took place in Atlanta, Georgia on Thursday for Georgia Republican Senator Johnny Isaacson. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
you can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, if you want to call in, we're taking calls. No guests this hour. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-Way. Any of you been banned? Why were you banned? What do you think about what happened to me, Wayne Allen Root? Give us a call, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. By the way, you can email me anytime, wayneroot@gmail.com, and you can find all my commentaries and columns and videos at root4america.com, root, R-O-O-T, for America.com. Here's an interesting story. Nothing to do with politics, but caught my eye because I do love a good steak. And an Israeli startup prints the world's first ribeye. Is the world crazy or what? Is the world getting wild or what? You can print a ribeye? Israeli-based Aleph Farms has created the world's first slaughter-free steak using three-dimensional bioprinting and real cells from a cow. Aleph teamed up with biomedical researchers at the Technion Israel Institute of Technology to print lab-grown ribeyes intended for human consumption without slaughtering an animal. It incorporates muscle and fat similar to its slaughtered counterpart, adding that steaks taste just like a juicy ribeye steak you'd buy from the butcher. Aleph's technology is unique. It prints actual living cells that are then incubated to grow, differentiate, and interact in order to acquire the texture and qualities of a real steak. Didier Tubia, co-founder and CEO of Aleph Farms, called the 3D printed meat a breakthrough. He added, "This milestone for me marks a major leap in fulfilling our vision of leading a global food system transition towards a more sustainable, equitable, and secure world. While lab-grown meat is in its infancy, it will take the company a couple of years to advance the technology to scale production up to be commercially available." If you thought 3D printed steaks are weird, readers may recall not too long ago, we reported California food company Eat Just Inc. received the all clear by Singapore to sell lab-grown chicken meat. So I guess the question I would have is, does this count as real meat or real chicken, and therefore is it something a vegetarian can eat because you're no longer killing animals? Couldn't a vegetarian finally eat meat and chicken because you didn't kill an animal? I would think so. And it certainly is now climate change friendly, right? Lab-grown meat is going to cut down on CO2 emissions because no more farting cows, right? I don't think a fake cow farts, right? They're not printing 3D cow farts, are they? So you would think it's all wonderful with the liberals, you would think. I don't know. The other big news story, by the way, that I have not gotten to on today's show is of the Lincoln Project. Can you excuse me for a minute? Just had to get that in. Because the Lincoln Project is...
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allen Root comes to you from the house that Root built. The Root's on fire. Latest news hot off the presses from NFL.com. John Madden, the legendary Hall of Fame coach and the guy who they named the game after, right? The Madden game is the biggest game in the history of games. John Madden, legendary Hall of Fame coach, dies at age 85. Died unexpectedly and suddenly. Well, you know, he was 85 years old. But boy, as I keep saying on this show, boy, are there a lot of sudden deaths. Just a coincidink. Everyone in the world just keeps dropping dead suddenly. That word's being used. Suddenly and unexpectedly, everyone's dropping dead after they get vaccinated. I have no idea if John Madden was vaccinated, and he was 85 years old. Lots of people died 85 years old. I get that. But, boy, are there a lot of people dropping like flies of heart attacks and cardiac arrest and heart seizures and blood clots and strokes at all kinds of ages, including 20s, soccer players dropping dead in the middle of the field after being vaccinated. Interesting. No idea if Madden was vaccinated. Not trying to tie it to the vaccine. Don't know. Feel bad. Love John Madden. What a great man. Sorry to see him go. Patriots VPN is a sponsor of this segment of the show, and then I'll get to my wonderful guest, Mr. Tony Schaefer, former retired Lieutenant Colonel. I would say former, but it's retired Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. Patriot VPN is the sponsor of this segment. Perfect segue, because what a patriot we've got coming up as our guest. But Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Not only secure from cyber criminals and secure from your own ISP that, you know, collects and uses your private information and sells it without your knowledge, but you want to protect yourself from the government that's tracking your internet history. Who knows why? Maybe to blackmail you. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forevermore. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business, personal, or family, three different plans to meet your needs, starting at only, get this, $6.95 a month. That's it. $6.95 a month. Use the code WAR and get 3 months free with an annual subscription. It's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com. All right, now we're back with our guest, retired Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, president of the London Center for Policy Research. Tony, how are you? Happy New Year.
I hope you had a great Christmas, and Happy New Year. I hope you're doing well.
I did have a great Christmas. I'm a newlywed, just got married a few weeks before Christmas, and we had a wonderful Christmas, and now it's time for New Year. But here's what I fear, and you're a strategic military thinker. I've argued this for 3 weeks now, that Biden and his people have made a calculation that Americans love Christmas and love the Christmas holiday between Christmas and New Year's, and they weren't going to do anything to even lower his popularity even lower, because it's already as low as you can possibly get, probably in the history of modern history of American leaders. Nobody likes Biden, so they didn't want to, you know, just piss everybody off and do something wild and radical during Christmas or in front of Christmas. So they wanted to wait till Monday, January 3rd. I believe as soon as we get into January, you're going to see them get so vicious about vaccines and about lockdowns and about mask mandates and about vaccine mandates. I think they're going to go hog wild as soon as we get to January, even though Biden made that statement just yesterday that the federal government can't do anything about COVID and it's all up to the states now. They're all going to press back. They always do that. They do head fakes. And they're going to come back and they're going to really use the power of government to basically try and wipe out conservatives and patriots starting in January. It's going to get real bad. It's going to be a real hard push for the communist takeover of America. Your thoughts?
So I believe at this point it's abundantly clear two things factually. First, the vaccines are not working.
Right.
Joe Biden has lied about it repeatedly. They've gone from, if you get your inoculations, you can go back to normal, to treating everybody the same. As a matter of fact, my son's a first responder in Arlington, Virginia. Wayne, there's people lining up around the block looking to get the COVID tests because of this completely irrational fear that the government has instilled in people regarding this latest strain. So the government's created this huge amount of fear. So that's the first thing we have to look at. They've created conditions, mostly where I'm at in North Carolina, everything's normal. Nobody wears masks. Nobody is worried. In these progressive centers, they've created constant fear. So
they've created King Kong, Tony. You know, that's what I always say.
Yeah.
You know, look, there's an ape at the zoo. Nobody cares. But you go, King Kong is in the zoo. Oh, everyone will come see that exhibit, right? We found King Kong. We captured him. He's at the zoo. They gave it a name. It's not the flu. It's COVID. What if you said there's a really bad cold going around? A lot of people are sick with a cold. Would anybody care? Would that be a media headline? But no, it's everyone's got COVID. Oh, my God. You know, that's the deal here.
So that's the first point. Second point, to justify having to take action, they have to create the fear and create this focus. So coming in January, I think indeed what they're going to do now is say, well, you know, it's not as serious maybe, but we have to change how we look at this. This is going to be a danger to the economy. This is going to get in the way of recovering back to normal. Therefore, we have to take extreme measures. And so, I think they're going to try to use – they're building the panic right now, building the panic, trying to get it going. And then they're going to try to give some solution, which is no solution at all, because they've created a completely false as you call it, King Kong. It doesn't exist. But they're trying to build up justification for this extreme, continued expansion of government authority over them. And so it's going to be interesting to see what happens on the 7th of January, when the mandate, the first, 100-person, businesses of 100 persons or more mandates are going to be examined by the Supreme Court. I'd like to believe the Supreme Court's going to act rationally to back it off. If they don't, Wayne, it's going to get way worse. If he thinks that he can get away with businesses of 100 or more, he's going to go for everybody. And then they're going to go for any government entitlement programs. They're already telegraphing all this. So it's basically a state of fear that they've created and they're trying to expand. And that's what they're going to use to try to justify all of these new things that Biden's going to try to do in January.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, again, I've heard this again and again. I mentioned this earlier in the show. I remember back in the Obama era, right? I don't remember what year it was. When did we get Obamacare? I don't know. It must have been like maybe 2011, 10, 11, 2010.
Was, yeah.
I remember there was a liberal guest on Fox News. And they were discussing whether that now that Kennedy died, and remember the Republican got elected in Kennedy's place in Massachusetts? I can't remember his name.
Yeah.
That killed Obamacare.
Scott Brown.
Yeah. That killed Obamacare. They said, that's it. It's over. You can't get it. And somebody said, no, they might use reconciliation to get it. They don't need 60 votes anymore. And I remember the Democrat guy said, never could that happen. Never. It would be the end of the Democrat Party if they tried to do something that radical. 3 weeks later, they did it. No one ever said a word about it again.
Hey there, friends. It's Johnny Chelsea Jubilee. And happy New Year, 2022. The year of revolution. That's right. It is revolution time. I want you to declare a revolution for new health, for new vitality, for new energy, for the greatest relationship, for the greatest intimacy you've ever had in your life. I declare a revolution. Let's get rid of those medications. Let's get rid of that fat. Declare a revolution. Thousands of people have made this revolution in their life and changed their life and health forever.
Yeah, women, let's get rid of those hormone issues. Let's get rid of our sleep problems. Let's be a better spouse or just a better us.
That's it. Log on today. EnergizeHealth.com. EnergizeHealth.com.
Or call us at 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895.
Revolution 2022. EnergizeHealth.com.
Hi. This is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback, here to talk to you about the Sunshine Vitamin. Thanks to the pandemic, most people are starting to understand the importance of a healthy level of vitamin D in the prevention of illness. Sons of Liberty D3 is so unique that its delivery system is patent pending. This liquid vitamin you spray directly into your mouth delivers 15,000 IU. The light citrus flavor has no lasting aftertaste, despite how good it tastes. No pills to swallow. It's truly a great product. I have been using this product for several months and absolutely love it. I, of course, have shared this product with my great friend Wayne Allen Root. His listeners will receive a 15% discount on all orders using coupon code WAR15 at checkout. And they offer a 100% guarantee on all products if for whatever reason you are not satisfied. Keep safe and healthy in these crazy times with Sons of Liberty D3 Spray. You can find it at GoSonsOfLiberty.com. And please remember, you're 15% off with code WAR15.
Hi, folks, this is Wayne Allen Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, VetsAndHorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue. J.P. Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told J.P. he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Government does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at VetsAndHorses.com. That's VetsAndHorses.com.
What kind of...
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert. Filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. Dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, more with war.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. Since I took ivermectin, I've got these horse things coming out of me, you know? It's unbelievable. Once you take the horse paste, that's it. You're done. I'm like a wild Mustang. The state of Nevada is going to have to grab me. They're going to designate me a wild Mustang. Oh, I just laugh. It's just, you got to laugh because it's so ridiculous. It's so absurd. It's like, here's the other thing that was funny about the whole ivermectin hydroxychloroquine thing. The way they denigrated these two, with ivermectin, they claimed it was for horses and pigs to deworm them, which is a total lie. But it's based a little bit on truth, which is what the media lives on. It's got to have some basis in truth. You're right. It is sold at feed stores for horses and pigs and cattle and etc. to deworm them. But the human version is a completely different pill developed for humans, developed with so well that they awarded them a Nobel Prize for medicine, and it's millions of people have taken it with no side effects, almost none. And so that's ivermectin. Then you go to hydroxychloroquine. That one's been around much longer, and literally billions have taken it with no side effects. And they take it primarily in places like Africa where they have malaria. And that's why you've never heard almost anything about COVID in Africa. In the deepest sub-Saharan Africa, where you think everyone's got, you know, starving, no immune system, they eat terrible food, they're swatting flies all day, cockroaches at their feet, rats in their beds. They're all diseased, right? Wouldn't they have COVID? No, nobody has COVID. Because it's over-the-counter hydroxychloroquine for malaria, and they all take it, and they don't get COVID. So the whole thing is an absolute travesty. And what they tried to tell people about hydroxychloroquine, you know, with ivermectin, it was, you'll become a horse. Wayne Root's going to be a horse. Wayne Root's going to have horse tendencies. I'm going to grow hooves on my feet. But with hydroxychloroquine, they claimed it had bad side effects. Do you know what has bad side effects? The COVID vaccine has had terrible side effects, awful side effects, dropping dead. Children dropping dead of cardiac arrest. Athletes dropping dead of cardiac arrest. Everybody dropping dead in huge numbers of cardiac arrest and strokes and blood clots, but mostly cardiac arrest and myocarditis and all the other ones that I can't even pronounce that have to do with irregular heartbeat and skipping skipping heartbeat. And so that's the side effect. But as far as hydroxychloroquine, Dr. Zelenko is a regular guest on the show, will tell you, it doesn't have any side effects. It literally, I mean, it has almost nothing in anybody. I'm sure every drug somewhere, there's someone who's sensitive, like me, I'm very sensitive to drugs, who has a side effect. But in general, hydroxychloroquine has almost no side effects for anybody, he says. And it's as safe as Motrin. And yet they tried to make it like, oh my God, three people had heart palpitations after they took it that hard. Nobody could take hydroxychloroquine. If they used those standards on the COVID vaccine, we would have had to halt the COVID vaccine after the first 10 shots, right? And we should have. And if you use those standards on all the drugs they sell on TV, nobody can sell a single drug on TV because you even hear what they announce on TV. They show a person swinging on a swing with their children and a man who's just like about to pounce on his wife and have wonderful sex and the world is good and the sun is up and the sky is blue. And then they start going, side effects include dizziness, death, you know, paralysis. And you're like, what? That's the most incredible thing. Every drug has all these horrible effects, you know? And they're going to make fun of ivermectin? They're going to make fun of hydroxychloroquine? It's the most ridiculous thing ever. Before I get some more news about COVID that you need to hear, let's talk about Tangible Investments because they are the sponsor of this segment of the show. It's official inflation at its highest level since the 1980s, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. And what most people don't realize, it's actually much worse than it looks because they don't include gas prices, energy prices, or food prices, grocery prices in the inflation index. So it's really the highest in history. What can you do? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com or call them at toll-free 800-300-8441. 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years of experience and billions of dollars in transactions. Call them at 800-300-8441. They guarantee you the best prices and the best customer service. Just tell them Wayne Allen Root sent you. Tangible Investments. So when we come back for hour number two, I've got so much more to tell you. First of all, Donald Trump came out with a statement today about Joe Biden is so on the money and about voter fraud. That is so on the money. Number two, the VAERS website, the Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System website, is now out with the latest results as of December 24th, Christmas Eve, December 24th, 2021. Wait till you hear the numbers that I've got for you. You're not going to believe these numbers. They're eye-opening. And then I think I was the first guy in the country to tell you that in England, keep the music low now, because this is important, in England, in the UK, they release stats. In America, they don't release anything negative. There's no truth allowed in America. But in England, going back about 6 months, the stats showed that each week that the shot is in you, the COVID vaccine, your immune system gets worse and worse and worse until eventually it's gone. And I announced this on the radios like 6 months ago. It must have been like late summer when I announced this. I've never heard this anywhere else. And it was official government statistics from the version of the CDC in England, whatever they call their CDC. Well, now Germany has put out government data that suggests fully vaccinated people with the COVID vaccine will literally lose their whole immune system until they become AIDS patients. Everything I ever said is truth. Truth. We'll be right back. I'll read you the exact story.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.